It is pretty bizarre. We've got the gentleman from Lochinvil in studio with us live in Bloemfontein, of course. It is Andrew and Brian Chaplin. Welcome to Siesta, guys.
Thank you. This is amazing.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
If I'm not mistaken, this is our first time on the show.
It's your first time on the show. So welcome, first of all. Your first time on the show would have been last week some point.
Yeah.
And then that never happened. Now, I phoned your agent and she said that you guys were taking a nap.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I'm sure it was more like a pass out.
More like a pass out. But we're done now.
I had every intention. Trust me. I had every intention. But sometimes times get dark, you know, like.
That's great. Well, welcome to the show. My producer has prepared this little sheet of questions for you.
But you see, it happened for a reason. Now we're in studio.
Exactly. So now I get to meet you guys, which is great. So first question, how long have you guys been friends?
Since in the womb, man.
In the womb.
The womb is, I always say the womb is a great place to make friends.
It's warm.
You know,
and fuzzy.
It was like, exactly. You know, like we try to meet other people, but it was just us. So
because the womb is a pretty confined space.
For those who don't know, everybody knows, you guys are twins, identical twins.
Yeah.
I can't really know. I don't know.
Actually, even mirror twins as well.
Mirror twins. Yeah. What does that mean? What does mirror twins mean?
Very good question. If you're not a twin, you wouldn't even know it's a thing. It's the whole kind of theory behind it is that if something, for instance, happened to me on my left arm, then like it would happen the same to Drew on his right arm.
So if I had like a birthmark
or something on my left arm, then it would be on Andrew's right arm in the exact same place.
So if we look at each other, it's like a mirror image. Yeah.
And is it true that twins can feel each other's pain? So if I had to stab you in the arm, that he would feel it?
Bro, I could be honest with you and say, like, no, I don't think it's true. Because
you guys won't let us test that, of course.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I'd give it a test, but I don't think the results would be pleasing. Like, yeah.
Fair enough. You guys were born in New York, of course.
Right? Yeah.
And then your parents moved to South Africa when you were pretty young. Have you forgiven them yet?
Absolutely. I have to say, South Africa for me, I mean, like, obviously, we travel quite often overseas, I have to be honest, you know, every time we come back here, I always feel at home. And I mean, every time we go overseas, there's obviously other things out there that are like necessarily in terms of what we do are better for us. So like the collabs that we do when it's overseas, it's much better. But in terms of living, I say here, like, it's a different vibe. It's completely different. I mean, obviously it's home.
In what way?
Us.
Are people more laid back, easy to get to know?
Everything's more laid back.
It's like, yeah, people say America's home of the free. Like, not so much.
It's hectic in the States at the moment.
Are people really that fat?
Yes.
Bro, you have no
100%.
Idea.
No. And let's not even like joke about that. Yeah. That's very real. It's a very real thing.
Yeah. I saw in an attempt to limit the amount of obese people in America, the government is now trying to raise the standard of obese, the definition of obesity, from 42% body fat to 92%.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. When that happens, it's a dark day.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'll never forget. We went on a road trip in the States. Like, walked into this little diner on the side of the road. And a cop rolled in and ordered coffee and donuts, bro.
And
he had his aviators on, everything. I couldn't believe it. It was exactly out of the movie. Like.
And you guys are related to Charlie Chaplin. My extensive research shows this. Is that true?
And yes, it is true. And it's one of those things that I think people grabbed onto when we first started coming out, like blew it out of proportion
a little bit.
Dad
or How related are you?
Okay. Let me put it like this. Our great grandfather and Charlie Chaplin's father were brothers. So we're actually on a different branch of the family.
He's kind of, it's like still a blood relative, but
it's still pretty impressive. Closer to him than I am.
Sure. Yeah, probably.
I suppose you call him like a great uncle.
So do you guys, do you own top hats?
Do we earn top hats?
I used to
love fedoras. Like, I was never really into the top hat. Yeah. Fedoras I did for a while, but now I'm more into snapbacks.
Let's get back to these list of questions I got. We're on Charlie Sheen now, right? He rose to fame. Charlie Chaplin. He rose to fame in the silent era. Would your music have had the same impact in the silent era?
Bro, I reckon if they were having like a party or something and our stuff was playing in the background, it'd relate pretty well.
It would. Yeah, it would do well. And the Charlie Chaplin mo. Let's talk about that for a second. When are we seeing this again? When are you bringing it back? The mustache.
I've already got it going on, bro. What are you talking about?
it's not exactly shaved like that whole
thing. It needs
thing,
mascara, though. So does mine.
You think so? Okay.
You grow it.
I'll definitely take that into consideration.
We can go for a session together, bro. It'll be fun.
All right. The first song that really
catapulted you into this amazing band that you are today. Must be the moon in my pocket.
Yeah, sun in my pocket. 100%,
there we go. Do you guys like the solar system, stars? A lot of your music is about that.
I would say it's like I stand outside often at night, like waiting for someone to beat me up, because I think definitely I'm just here visiting, and it's been fantastic, but I'm keen to go home.
But do you guys believe in the horoscopes? Do you believe in the horoscope? Do you know
I'm quite open to everything, right, because I'm a huge believer in the fact that we don't know anything.
But also it's like I've read a lot of Taurus kind of horoscopes and stuff, and kind of like what a Taurus is kind of should be like.
Yes.
And it's pretty accurate, I must say.
Well, I know you're a Taurus, right? So I actually did some research and I got this week's horoscope for you.
Excellent.
Do you want to hear it?
I want to hear it, yeah.
Sure.
Is it good? Wait, is it good?
I don't know. I haven't read it yet. But, like you said, it could actually be true.
Well, we'll see.
So it says, Taurus, for this week, that your last hope of finding true and unconditional love ends this week when your ideal soulmate is executed by the state of Texas for unspeakable crimes against humanity.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yo,
now I must say, spot on.
Pretty harsh.
That is scary.
Many fish in the sea, guys. Many fish in the sea.
I knew she was up to something, bro.
Now tell me one thing. Do you guys get a lot of hate mail? People must be jealous of you. I mean, we're not in the same industry and I'm jealous of you. Do you get a lot of hate mail? And the big question is, do you physically beat those people up?
Yeah, well, look, it's actually funny. We were
actually discussing today about like how the kind of hate mail and stuff has gone down a lot. I think when we first came out, there were obviously lots of people who like weren't too happy about it or jealous, whatever you want to call it. And mm-hmm. And those people will always be there. We've just never entertained it.
I think
that's the thing. It's like, the people like that are going to feed off the fact that you're noticing them, and then we'll continue to do it. We on our own flight here, we're doing our thing, and whether people like it or not, that's completely up to them.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. I think it's a perfect attitude to have. And obviously you have a lot of fans, like I told you.
Yes, exactly. Well,
exactly.
And they outweigh the haters.
Yeah, so. Love always outweighs the hate. So,
like I said this morning, cool. some people dropped off photos of themselves and asked me, please get Lockenville to sign these. I'm like, I don't know, you shouldn't show these photos in public. But how do you handle these fans? What's the craziest thing a fan's ever done?
There's been a few crazy things. The one that kind of like pops on the top of my head is we were doing a show during the World Cup actually in PE, and our dressing room was up in this little place, and when we got off stage there was like a whole big like hoo-ha happening and security and everything, so we were kind of like, yo, what's happening? And these two girls had posed as press and like fully like cut through this wire fence. Like got into our dressing rooms and like unpacked our bags and everything, yeah. So, like, I think that was like the kind of most invasion of personal space.
So you must have pretty serious bodyguards, though. If that's the case.
Yeah, it's like, I'm pretty big, bro. I can handle myself. Eh? Like,
yeah, you guys look in shape, but don't you pay someone to kind of
We're doing our thing. We're doing our thing.
Do you pay someone to stand in front of your door and say, "Listen"?
We have our man Stevie G that travels with us all the time. He's
the guy that plays for Liverpool.
I'm sure
he could, bro. I promise you, if there's anything.
He can do everything.
Where's Stevie G? He's outside.
Yeah, he's outside. He's our tour manager.
In fact, we should definitely get Stevie in.
Success, just to give a little call, Stevie G.
Because he's actually our most valuable asset.
He's the most valuable asset.
Besides the music.
What else does he do besides protecting? Is that his thing?
He's brilliant. He works as our sound engineer as well as tour manager.
Yes.
And it was, we met him, I think, like 2 years ago, and it was completely kind of an off chance meeting. We were working with the sound engineer in Cape Town, and he couldn't make one of our shows.
Okay.
So Stevie actually took up the place, and immediately after meeting, kind of all of us hit it off, and it just became a fantastic working relationship. And
Stevie,
here the man is
G.
himself.
Yeah, here
put him on. Put him on.
Stevie G. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how's it going?
You look like a badass guy.
He is badass.
Do you work for them 24/7, or do you have other projects that you're willing to take on?
Interject there. That was a big word. My big word for today. Interject. I work with them.
You work with them. You work with them.
Exactly. We work well. It's like apple and apple.
there's a theory that says the harder they the taller they are, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Is that true?
No, not at
not,
all.
Not at all.
No.
You mean small guys can fall pretty hard if that's...
They actually hired me because I'm the accident one. So I hit myself enough for everybody.
That's it. So you get hurt, you take all of it on yourself.
I've seen this guy pulling moves only Spider-Man should do.
Sounds brilliant. Guys, I have some posters here that I got by chance. If you don't mind, would you sign them and we can give them away to some people?
Of course, yeah. Only for Siesta.
That's great. Tonight, they are at the Bloom Show. What time does the show start?
I'm not sure what time the show starts. We are on at around 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, I think like between 8 and 8:30. So I would say like pull in as early as you can because you never know how these things run. But,
have you been to Bloom before? Do you like the show? Have you been to the show before?
We haven't been to the Bloom Show
done
before.
Bloom Show. Yeah, awesome. But we've done here. We've done shows here before. Yeah, because in fact, like I was telling you earlier, we did a show here last year in the beginning. And that was the first time we ever dropped our track Closer live.
Yes.
And we dropped it as our first track and the whole crowd went berserk. So it's like we kind of see Bloom as like a good omen.
That is awesome. Tonight, make sure you catch Lockenville at the Bloom Show. 8 o'clock, there and thereabouts. Guys, thank you so much. Really appreciate you guys coming in. Enjoy Bloom.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
There we go. Let's have a look at what's happening on the roads.
And if you're traveling in the...